Big aloha and welcome. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulus, and today I'm going to be talking on the mystical perspective based on the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's available at metaphysics.com and amazon.com. It's a powerful book because these are really deeply powerful affirmations that come from a very high place, and it gives you a whole new way of looking at affirmations. And today, the talk is very special because we're talking about not only affirmations, but also prayer and meditation. And I've really felt that the three really work well together. The subject today is real prayer work. Real prayer works how and why. And I'll begin with the affirmations from the book. If you have the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, this is on page 33. I keep this book by my altar. I take one page and I meditate on it for a week. And then I write things up, thoughts up, and it's amazing how deep it goes. We're going to start with the affirmation variety. I understand that there are many forms of prayer, but that the highest or real prayer is meditational, as it was taught through Christ, mind, in Jesus, for those who could understand. And I'll repeat this if you want to say it along, you're certainly welcome to. I understand that there are many forms of prayer, but that the highest or real prayer is meditational, as it was taught through the Christ mind in Jesus, for those who could understand. Now, there's a good reason for this, and we'll be going into it. When you're in a state of meditation, you are connected to the highest Christ mind, and to the light, and to the source. So when you're in that state of being, that form of prayer is direct, and it goes right into the energy force. So, of course, that's the highest form of real prayer. And again, meditation is so key throughout Dr. Masters' work, and I meditate every single day and have been doing so since I started with Dr. Masters when I was 14 years old. So that's many, many, many years. The next one is meditation. Meditation is real prayer because it provides a oneness of the presence with God, whose power, creativity, and intuitive guidance is the source for praying successfully. Repeating, meditation is real prayer because it provides a oneness of presence with God, whose power, creativity, and intuitive guidance is the source for praying successfully. And of course, this is the key here. When you're in that state of meditation, you are in the presence of God, and you are one with that energy of your source, the source of all creativity and power. And you are able to understand intuitive guidance. And you are able to get in that energy field where you're able to communicate and be able to turn your prayer over to God. The next affirmation is God knows. In the New Testament, it states, your Father knoweth what you have need of before you ask. And therefore, in reality, I need not use asking prayer, but rather meditation to be open to God's presence as my source. Repeating, in the New Testament, it states, your Father knoweth what you have need of before you ask, and therefore, in reality, I need not use asking prayer, but rather meditation to be open to God's presence as my source. Now, there's a key here we'll talk to about after we talk about these affirmations and share them. And that is something Dr. Masters felt very, very strongly about. When we're asking, where are we asking from? Are we asking from our mind, our ego? Are you asking from faith? Where is your intent set? And indeed, if you have faith, your Father knoweth what you have need of before you ask. But maybe we need to have that reinforced and strengthened, right? So in meditation, we can have that peace that we find when we know that all is well. Because many people pray only when they feel like all is not well. And that's when they're desperate, of course. And through meditation, you get past that desperateness and separation that is so difficult. And you become united with that source, the God presence as your source. The next affirmation is secret. By praying to the Father God, which seeth in secret within the higher heavenly consciousness within me, the Father God shall reward me openly according to what God knows to be my greatest need. Repeating here, by praying to the Father God, which seeth in secret, and in parentheses, within the higher heavenly consciousness within me, the Father God shall reward me openly according to what God knows to be my greatest need. So again, that's going within, and that's what you do, of course, when you meditate. But when you're praying, you see that energy in secret that is within the heavenly consciousness within yourself. And the rewards are great. And sometimes what we pray for is not really our greatest reward. The greatest reward can be something that God knows is for the best and better than we may even have in mind. So it's always good to say this or something greater according to God's will. We may be choosing or praying for something that may even be harmful for us. The next one's will, to gain full or more complete entrance into the kingdom of heavenly God consciousness within me. I declare every day of my life that not my personal will, but God's will be done through me. I'll repeat that, to gain full or more complete entrance into the kingdom of heavenly God consciousness within me. I declare every day of my life that not my personal will, but God's will be done through me. Now, this is the key to so many things. This gets your ego out of the way. It gets you working and with the love of a servant and the heart of a servant. And that is the kingdom of heavenly God consciousness. It's when we're serving God's will, we become an instrument of God's will. And we are then actually working in tune with that source of energy. The next one is source. From the smallest to the largest good I experience in human life, I recognize that it is by the grace of God's presence within me and through my inner oneness with God's presence and will gained through my daily practice of meditational prayer. Repeating, from the smallest to the largest good I experience in human life, I recognize that it is by the grace of God's presence within me and through my inner oneness with God's presence and will gained through my daily practice of meditational prayer. And again, this is turning it over to the source and recognizing the grace. Now, the grace of God's presence is such a great gift. And I sometimes think we don't realize it till it's gone. Sometimes when we go off in tangents in our own way, or get very busy and distracted, we can get out of that state of grace. But that grace of God's presence within you is really the one thing that can connect you to God, and it will actually, you know, bring you into that will gained through the daily practice of meditational prayer. It's something that is a great, great blessing and gift. The next affirmation's on light. The light of God creates in and through me. Now that's a short one-sentence affirmation, easy to repeat. The light of God creates in and through me. In the beginning there was light, and the light of God is the source of all creation. The light of God is manifest and is our creation, which is our way of being and seeing. The light is the key, and it creates in and through us. I have always been a lover of the light. There are so many light workers out there that this creation of light is really changing the vibration in the world. And the affirmation next is supply. God within me knows what I truly have need of before I ask and is supplying it. Going back to faith, let's repeat that. God within me knows what I truly have need of before I ask and is supplying it. Now, that supply is abundance beyond belief, right? We limit our abundance. We limit our thinking of what we're worthy of and can receive. But what we truly have need of is being supplied. Of course, there's many reflections of that in the Bible, right? And that's the faith again, too. We are being supplied with what we need. And the last affirmation here is successful prayer. As God supplies exactly what I really have need of, all my meditational prayer or inner communion with God is successful. And repeating that, as God supplies exactly what I really have need of, all my meditational prayer or inner communion with God is successful. And again, if we are sometimes having things that take us away from that feeling that we're off course or distracted, it's pretty powerful, again, to go back and pray to be in tune with that source and oneness, to get back on track, right? I'm writing a book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Meditation. And again, I go into how beautifully they all work together. There's a great quote from Matthew, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Of course, this is tied in with the power of affirmations and why affirmations are said. That is reinforcing the belief that you receive it. And affirmations, we all say, "Thank you, God," and so it is. So I'll close that last affirmation off there from the book off with "Thank you, God," and so it is. That is reinforcing the belief that it is received. You know, there's wonderful comfort and power in prayer. You know, whenever we encounter a situation that's really overwhelming and a lot of times really scary, could be health challenges or money challenges, we are going to be tested in this life. Everyone is. But it really helps to take a few moments to stop and to go within and pray. One of the things to remember is how you pray. Just have a conversation with God. Talk to God. Ask for guidance and protection. Don't be afraid to ask for help. God is there for you, and that spark of light and love of Father, Mother, God is always available when you call on it. Again, it has to be in a way that you're open to receive it. And then you have to wait for the divine timing as well. Life works best when you're in constant awareness of your connection to God. The metaphysical prayers are conversations that connect you to the one source of all, the Creator. Prayers are not spoken in desperation or as pleas, although many people feel that that somehow if you scream loud enough or talk loud enough or plead loud enough, God hears you better. I mean, maybe it's just okay, God. I hear people bargain all the time. I'll do this for you, God, if you do this for me. And sometimes it works pretty well, because what happens is people actually turn over a new leaf and become better people. So for their own selves, maybe that's what they really needed to believe. But we need to always make a clear channel. And that clear channel is a channel that is right there in communication between you and God. And, you know, it's also helpful to be awareness that you're aligning always, as we said, with God's will, and that God's will be done. That's always for the highest good, the highest outcome for you. And if you talk to Father, Mother, God as your closest friend, you'll be able to have this feeling that you're never alone. You'll feel that there is this support that comes, that there is a communication, a relationship to the divine source. You're building a relationship with your divine creator. I ask for God to be with me before I start the show, when I do a walk, when I meditate, when I do yoga. Not that God isn't always there. I'm asking just to remind myself that I'm asking the awareness of God to be there within me. I mean, since God is the one source of all creation, prayers directly to the Creator are very, very powerful. And we have to always remember that. And it's so, so key. I mean, truly, we have to remember the power at work. I cannot tell you how many times I've had prayers completely change my life. I had a health situation, and I was in excruciating pain. I went to the doctor, had all the tests, CAT scans, x-rays, blood tests, urine tests, MRI. They thought it was my gallstone and gallbladder to be taken out. And I prayed. I prayed and I prayed. And not only that, you know what helped? I had a lot of prayers from a lot of people. And I truly can feel when people are praying for me. I feel it. It's like this tingling energy that comes to the top of my head. And I may be in the middle of doing anything, but I feel that energy. And then I take a breath and I'm open to receiving that energy. And I stopped and decided to go to a chiropractor I knew, who was a healer chiropractor. And he said, "This isn't your gallbladder. This is your lower back. You pulled a ligament really bad. You need to just stay in bed for 4 days and relax." Well, I'm not the kind of person who stays in bed for 4 days. But I cut it back. And sure enough, within a week, I was 90% better. And then they were calling to take my gallbladder out. And I said, no. And the thing is, I was even a little upset with the doctors for misdiagnosing me. And then I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it was there. And maybe the prayer really, really did work and completely removed it. So I can't be angry, because God works in miraculous ways. His wonders we behold, right? Miracles happen every day, you know, but they don't always happen on command. It is always ultimately God's will that's at work in the world, not our personal limited will. Prayers work, for they are the divine higher good of all. We can't even begin to imagine the bigger picture at work. I mean, I've seen people pray for this and that, and sometimes they're not even thinking of the effect their prayers could have and the damage they could do. So it's really helpful to trust when you say the prayers that God knows best. Father knows best, right? Be assured the prayers are heard in all forms. You know, it's in all languages, in all words. And it's a universal language, you know. It's the universal language of your soul, which is so powerful, right? The soul is one with that spirit, and that spirit's one with God. And again, when you're saying prayers, I start every meditation I do with some prayers that I, because I find that prayers set a tone. But when I read the prayers versus when I memorize prayers, there's a difference in energy when I'm saying them from my heart versus when I'm saying them from my mind. I've memorized the Aramaic Lord's Prayer, and I say it at the end of each of these Mystical Perspective shows. And when I have it down in writing, so I'll read it, you know. But when I just say it from my memory and from inside, it's very different. See the difference that it makes when you feel that place of grace in your heart and you speak a prayer from your heart. It truly changes the energy field that prayers are sent from. a heart-to-heart conversation with God is different than a mind-to-mind talk. Think of that. I mean, think of when you're having a heart-to-heart talk with someone you love versus when you're just having a conversation, you know, over the phone talking to someone, or even though the phone these days very rarely is used, or text messages maybe to someone. Remember, God's always there. He's here, there, and everywhere. So in truth, God already knows the answer to all of your wants and needs. And you can choose to be with God when you pray. Prayers are living energy that can be alive and answered when it's at your very highest interest and best. So with prayers, you're given so many options and opportunities in each moment for you to use and to take the time to choose. So God is here right now and in this moment, and you can choose to live with Father, Mother, God in prayer and be at one with the Creator. You know, we're all children of the light, and we all have that need for that love of God, and we're all able to serve the divine will and become God's prayer. Indeed, we can be God's living prayer. So just reviewing and pondering some points about metaphysical prayer. Prayers are asking for God's help when you just can't do it on your own. Prayers are affirmations and meditation that you are not alone. You can talk to God and commune with the living spirit that's alive right there in your soul. Prayers are the thread to your eternal life. You can ask Father, Mother, God for the strength to find solutions and pray and be assured that their presence will guide you in the best way. Prayers are communicating with God in earnest in a heart-to-heart way. It's also very important to remember then you must be silent and listen if God is going to talk to you back. Listen for answers. Look for signs. Take the moment to write down what comes to you if you've said a prayer. A prayer can maybe just last for a minute or two, yet that prayer is a pebble that's thrown into a pond of sacred energy. And when you pray, it's an affirmation that helps you and brings that help to you and within you. It doesn't really matter if you don't believe. And sometimes if it's really correct, it will come about, right? The ripples of that effect of that prayer thrown into the pond can take a long time, but they do cause the ripple within your life. So before I close this out, I want to just ask you a couple of questions to ponder. Why do you pray? You know, do you need a little help to find your way out of problems in your life? Are you begging Father, Mother, God to show the way? Are you down on your knees and asking God to bring you peace of mind? Maybe you need some healing to be done. You need a miracle to happen, a happy ending to come. Be aware of your intention when you're having a communication with God. And realize this communication is very, very important. You know, try to embrace that time of prayer. And also learn to pray to talk to God as your friend, to love Mother God and commune with them always, and to walk and listen and learn and be open to what comes. It's a two-way conversation. There's a lot of truth in the word communicate. It's communing, communicate. So communicate with God from your heart and soul. Be attuned to the pure energy of God when you pray and feel it. Be open to feeling worthy to receive what you need from God. Let your life be a prayer to God. Expect miracles. And remember, it may take time for prayers to be answered. It's all in divine timing. And thank God for the prayers that are answered. Believe, right? I wrote this, your life is your prayer. In the living and surviving, dealing and acting out of life, it is important to hold love in the heart as your motivation. Remembering your purpose, and choose to live with God's love in the center of your being. It is the key to be able to enjoy the beauty and the miracle creation as you learn to live with that love and are able then to share it in your life with words to express how you see and feel it. and to be able to bring love into your entire lifestyle, to be alive in that light of the soul, while using this plane of existence to be a place reflecting your soul's purpose. So honor your life and love those around you who live here. Learn from this life as you would learn from your teacher. Learn from your meditation and let your life be your prayer. Let love the way you pray. And as you pray with love, you'll find joy and beauty, and you'll find your life is filled with that love and the blessings of all that is good that is God, for all that is God is good. And I'm going to close out the talk today with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer I was talking about. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. The talk today was based on the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters, and that's available at metaphysics.com, also at amazon.com. It's 130 pages of affirmations to shed old mental and emotional patterns and connect with your highest universal mind for guidance. I have all of these shows available at mysticalperspectives.com. You can listen to them there. I want to thank you so much for taking the time, for listening today and to being here with me. God bless you, one and all, always.